The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Clopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place in these last days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but of him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And they approached the village to which they were going. He gave the impression that he was going on further, but they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with whom they were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he made known to them and was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we have that account of those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. It's an account that is very familiar to us. When we listen to the scriptures, we have the benefit of 2,000 years of history and interpretation. But when we turn to those two disciples on their way to Emmaus this morning, they had maybe walked with Jesus for 3 years, and now he has died, although some have told them he raised from the dead. But from their point of view, he has died. And he didn't die a glorious death. He died nailed to a cross between two thieves. There is a sense of despair as they leave Jerusalem that day to go to Emmaus. It's interesting that as Jesus comes along, he walks by their side. And in their conversation, he explains the scriptures to them. And finally, when he sits down at table with them and breaks bread, they recognize him. It's interesting that Jesus didn't take their worries or their struggles away, but he walked by their side. And maybe that can be true for us today as well. In these challenging days, the coronavirus won't magically disappear as once predicted. But Jesus does walk by our side. We too recognize Jesus in the breaking of bread. Isn't it somewhat consoling to know that if you're finding life difficult at this time, that the Lord walks by your side? If you have a loved one in hospital and you cannot go to see them, it's of consolation to know that the same God who walks by your side walks by their side too. You have a mutual friend. If you have lost a loved one over these last few days, isn't it a consolation to know in these Easter days that they now share the presence of God and are with God, and we too have our Lord and Savior to walk by our side. Today, as we hear this account of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, there's a bit of a turning point. There's a turning point from despair to hope. The disciples get that newfound energy as Jesus explained the scriptures to them, as they recognized him in the breaking of bread, and they rush back to tell their friends. Maybe when it comes to the pandemic around the world, in many places there is something of a turning point from despair to hope, from the fear and dread of how might we cope here in California. Through good leadership, the conversation is now is how do we progress to return back to our normal lives and what that journey might look like. That movement from despair to hope. But we still have a journey to make, and we're confident and trust that our Lord and Savior today walks by our side. As we recognize him in the breaking of bread today, the same Jesus physically present on the altar is present to you spiritually as you join us in this Mass. May you be ever more aware of Jesus walking closely with you in whatever this and these days bring, as we turn to the Lord, confident of his presence close to us.